Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. Last night, I had the awesome privilege of meeting two heroes in the faith in Tokyo, Pastor Seiji and Kathy Oyama. Seiji and Kathy pastor the Biblical Church of Tokyo, and it's a great church. Kathy and Seiji live out the unique calling in an extraordinary way, and the minute we got chatting, I realized that we were kindred spirits. Their calling is to bring the gospel in relevant ways to the largely unreached people of Japan, and boy, do they do that well and wisely. You see, friends, their approach is not principally to preach the gospel, much as they do that well, but rather to show the gospel in simple, practical ways to people who would otherwise remain unaware of the love, power, and redemption of the gospel message. And they do it in incredible and unique ways. One of the means that God has blessed them with is the gospel choir, in which the majority of the members don't start as believers, rather just as choir members from the community. And as you can imagine, many of those who simply started out singing songs about a God end up singing songs of worship to and about their God. As Christians, we're often challenged in church to find our purpose, find our calling, or find our giftings. Sometimes we're asked the question, what's your role within the fivefold ministry? There's a lot of pressure in Christian circles to work out what our purpose here on earth is. And whilst I'm all for us working it out with fear, trembling, and excitement, just what it is that God has designed, destined, and called you to do, I'm not so sure that the pressure is always a good thing. I'm all for people finding and then pursuing relentlessly their purpose. In fact, I often talk about it with the youth of my beloved South Africa. One thing I tell these young folk is that their calling lies somewhere between the thing that makes them most happy and fulfilled and the thing that makes them most aggrieved and angry. But I also kind of figure that the Holy Spirit, conviction, and revelation are the keys, more so than the man-made pressure. I hate to admit it, but I guess I add to this pressure in some ways, at least for the gang lads that we minister to. For example, I pretty much always ask the question at gang funerals, what do you want written on your tombstone? Or what do you want your life to count for? There seems no more poignant and focused time to ask the question of the purpose of our lives than at a funeral. Friends, the great innovator and technology futurist Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. And he also said, stay hungry and stay foolish. Whilst definitely not stated in the Bible, they're nevertheless wise, aspirational statements, and they bear out some of the lessons that we learn in the Bible. In my own life experience, I found my calling, or rather my calling found me, when I started finally to understand the truths and the Beatitudes. You see, up to this point in my life, I'd been focused on many things, but in essence, my life was about building my empire rather than building God's kingdom. By God's grace, we went through a long, hard, and brutal refining season, and all of a sudden, this part of the Bible made personal sense to me, and for the very first time. It was almost as if I'd had the blinkers taken off from my eyes, and I could finally see properly. In Matthew 5:3-7, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Understanding this scripture really changed my life. You see, when I was poor in spirit, I started to grasp the kingdom of heaven. And when I hungered and thirsted for righteousness, the very thing that fueled that was intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And so all of a sudden I was full rather than hungry. And when I started to care and show mercy rather than focusing on what I could get out of life, God showed me enormous mercy. I hope you can see the pattern emerging, friends. The lesson for me in this scripture is that when we soften our hearts towards God's words, desires, and decrees over our lives, our hearts get into the right place to allow our eyes to see fully all that which God created us individually for and to do. And that, friends, is an incredibly exciting place to be in. That eyes wide open, living out the reality of God's unique calling on our lives and the sense of wonder, privilege, and fulfillment that comes with that is exactly what I witnessed firsthand over dinner on Saturday with Pastor Seiji and Kathy in Tokyo. The American preacher and writer John Bevere says, happy and blessed is the person who knows their gifts and operates in them. Miserable and stressed is the person who tries to operate in someone else's. So friends, as we close this week, my prayer for us all is that we may get our hearts into the space to be able to see all that God has designed us to do, and that we may have faith enough to see that God can use each and every one of us for his purposes and glory, and that once we have a sense of his unique purposes, gifts, and calling on our lives, that we will relentlessly pursue those in our path and within our calling as we seek to serve him and to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Amen.